The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Experts predict that the legendary Tasmanian devil could go extinct in the next 20 years. Now the Australian government is funding research that will rely on genetic procedures to examine the impact of an infectious cancer, devil facial tumor disease, on the endangered species. They've lost over half their devils in the past 10 years, with an estimated population of 20 to 50,000 mature animals left. Extinction within the next 20 years is a real possibility, unless we find a vaccine, eradicate the disease, and establish captive colonies. Symptoms of the disease, including cancerous lesions around the mouth, face, and neck, were first reported in 1996 at a single spot on Tasmania. By 2007, the disease had spread over more than half of the devil's home range, and some populations have lost up to 89% of their members as a result of the facial tumors. Captive breeding may help. There are 500 disease-free devils in zoos and wildlife parks on the Australian mainland, so scientists recently suggested a breeding program as an insurance policy in case a vaccine is not found in time.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.